This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A two-part program today, checking in on a couple of local organizations in the arts. From Umpqua Actors Community Theater, the executive director, Melody Schweigel. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, you guys the other night introduced your 2026-2027 season, and wanted to kind of unpack it on the radio with you. Now, because we're kind of approaching the middle of the year, maybe you ought to explain, first of all, how your calendar year works versus your season year.
Absolutely. So our year actually starts July 1st, and that is basically the start of our season. So we are ending our current season in about a month with Cuckoo Clock at UACT, and then we go right into our 26-27 season this summer with Frozen the Musical. And that production will actually be performed at Roseburg High School, the Rose Theater, this summer. We're very, very excited about that. And then we move into September go ahead.
Let's back up a bit. Now, have you guys done Frozen before?
We have never done Frozen. Frozen was just released not even a year ago, but now every community theater in the country is doing it. But Luckily, we were very, very lucky to get a hold of the license early.
Wow. Maybe I'd explain that whole part as well. You can't just randomly decide you want to do a particular play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of restrictions for a lot of shows. Wicked, like, we would never be able to do Wicked for a very long time because it's incredibly successful on Broadway, and rightfully so. So they're going to hold on to those licenses pretty tight for a while. The same thing with Lion King, the full version, we can't do that one. But, yeah, there's a lot of restrictions around certain shows, and if you're not a regional theater, you're not able to do certain shows. So we do have a lot of them that we get to choose from. I think there's just thousands and thousands of scripts that we get to choose from. But Frozen, every once in a while, some of these big licensing companies will give us a really, really big, juicy show. And Frozen is the one this year.
All right. So that's going to be July 23rd to August 3rd. What happens next?
We go into the Betty Longaner Theater with Murder on the Orient Express, which starts in September. And then we go into October with our kids' show for the season is called Time Warped, and that is an original written by Martin Follacy. He's our UACT president. And then we go into December, which is the ever very popular Christmas shows, the Holiday Channel Christmas Movie Wonderson, which is basically every Hallmark movie ever made thrown into one play, which is pretty comical. And then we go into January with The Giver, the Newbery Award-winning book, which was turned into a play, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And our musical at the theater for next year is called Something Rotten, and it's all about Shakespearean time, except for it doesn't focus on Shakespeare. And then we finish off the season in June with Mama Won't Fly, a really, really hilarious, heartwarming comedy.
So you've got seven different productions. Talk about how you kind of look at what's out there and kind of craft things that, different types of productions, and how do you put it all together?
Well, we do have a committee, a really amazing committee, who reads scripts throughout the entire year, and we kind of look for directors who, like, oh, hey, have you seen this show? Have you read the show? Are you interested in this one? I have actually seven scripts on my desk right now that we're looking at for our 27-28 season. Even though we made our announcement for 26-27, we're already thinking about the year after. And so this one, this season of shows, we have two brand new directors. I'm very, very excited about that we have the Christmas one. New director is Marcelle Ferreira, and she actually, we gave the script to her, like, hey, what do you think about this? She read it and loved it, so submitted it, and that was the one that was chosen. And Shauna Pelkey, who has been assistant director for a very long time, she's been behind the scenes, who's taking on her first full-length show with Mama Won't Fly. So we're really happy about that, and she picked that one. She went through a large catalog of plays and said, no, this is the one, and we read it, and we all agreed that this was really, really funny. I think Douglas County audiences will actually really enjoy that one.
And if I remember correctly, you guys kind of unveiled this at one of the plays the other night or last week.
Yes, The Revolutionists, which just closed. We made that announcement on Saturday night. And I think we've had pretty positive response for this one. This is a really, really well-rounded season with a really big blockbuster musical, murder mystery. I mean, it's Agatha Christie. Agatha Christie's amazing. Originals, comedies, classics, and it's a really, really great season. We're really excited about it.
Now, some of these probably have bigger casts. Some of these have smaller ones, right?
Yes. Take a look at the Time Warped, which is our kids' show. That one, I think, has about, it could be up to 20 kids. Something Rotten is a very, is a larger one. I'm going to guess we're going to average between 8 to 20 people for the entire season. That's in each of the shows, except for Frozen. Frozen will have about 35.
And with this, you also incorporate young people fairly often.
Yes, there are. Time Warped is definitely the one for kids, but The Giver is the central character is Jonas, and Jonas is a 12-year-old, can be played by anybody age 11 through 18, but that show can have up to 7 kids in it as well. So Frozen has 2 kids, and I think those are it for the kids' shows or the ones that kids can audition for this next season. But yes, we will always include shows that have, or at least a couple that kids can audition for in the season.
And periodically, we've had young people in here that are part of different productions, and it's amazing. Do you have somebody that come in that's 8, 9, 10, 12, something like that, and be so articulate and unlike the average kid their age?
Oh, absolutely. We're really lucky. We have a very talent-strong community of young performers in Douglas County. I actually get really emotional about it because I'm very lucky that I get to direct the junior high production every single year. I've been doing that for about 12 years now, and right now we're doing Matilda. We actually opened tonight, and these kids are so fantastic and fabulous. Matilda, the gal who's playing Matilda, she's never done a show before, and she is just star quality. She's amazing. And all of the other performers are in there. You guys are going to be so amazed by the talent that Douglas County has. And it's Jolaine Middle School and Fremont Middle School kind of in this collaborative program. And it's just wonderful.
And that is only, am I correct, it's only running for 3 nights?
Absolutely, yes. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Joseph Lane Middle School gym. Adults are $7, students are $5, or if you have a family of 5 or more, your tickets are only $25 for the entire family.
So how many kids are in this production?
We have close to 40 kids in this one, and there are several student directors in this as well as some stage crew. So I think we're going to clock out at about 55.
Wow. Now, with UACT, you would think that would be a full plate. Why would you take on something with the schools?
I get asked that a lot. I love working with kids. I've been working with kids for a very, very long time. My kids have gone through the Jolaine musical program and the choir program, and I love seeing kids just come out of their shell and just be so over the top with these characters, and I love to see them go on to work at the high school and beyond that. And I still talk to a lot of these kids who are now grown adults who are working in the business, and it's just great. It's a really, really good program for kids to get involved in.
Well, and you just said something there that got my attention, the fact that some of these people come through this, some of these kids, and they continue on, and some of them end up, you know, making a career of it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to just mention him right now. Jonathan Pardon, one of my good friends, he just turned 32. He went through this program as well. He is a stage manager for Disney Parks for their live shows that they have there. And he's just living the dream. He's doing what he wants to do, and he came from this program. So it's a really, really, if you have a child who is interested in performing arts and they want to get involved, they should absolutely do that.
All right. So that is going on tonight, Friday night, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And you just get tickets at the door for that, right?
Yep. Tickets at the door.
All right. And people can find out more about the UAC season on your website, I imagine.
Yep. UAC-theater.com.
All right. Melody Schwegel, UMPQA Actors Community Theater. Thanks for being on today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.